Hey, I don't want to do a long intro here, so I'm just going to tell you this. If Dear Customer has been giving you more shit than usual, just know that this episode is for you. Because my very special guest this week is the original Dear Customer Destroyer. That's right. Sean William Brown has come to the Retail Rant Podcast. So kick back, throw those headphones in, because this shit is definitely not safe for work. But most importantly, make sure you're wearing someone else's name tag. If you're listening to this show right now, it's because you have experienced retail hell. The unoriginal bastard who thinks that because it doesn't scan, it must be free. The people that have no respect for a public restroom. The customers that think that they can come in and haggle like it's some kind of goddamn flea market. The corporate office that cuts payroll, raises tasks, and expects more sales. Oh, those things never happen. Bullshit. This is the Retail Rant Podcast, streaming directly to your ear holes in medium definition audio quality. Hello out there, all you cashiers, assistant managers, and cart pushers. It's time for another episode of the Retail Motherfucking Rant. And I'm going to tell you right now, this episode is very near and dear to my heart because my guest this week is multi-talented, first of all, currently a brand new podcast, an author of two great books that really show you the retail life and maybe how to make a special cup of coffee. But I don't know that I really have to give an introduction, but I'm going to anyways, because this week we have the godfather of the hashtag Dear Customer movement, Mr. Sean William Brown. Sean, welcome back to the Retail Rant.
Wow, that was quite an introduction. Thank you. It's awesome to be back.
And every bit of that introduction is well earned. Let me just say that. Because
thank you.
I mean, you know, when I started out with this whole thing, you know, and I read Dear Customer the first time, I was like, wow, this dude really gets it. And hey, I'm not alone. I'm not the only person that, you know, maybe just doesn't like their job, but genuinely hates customers that act like complete assholes. So
yeah, that's the great thing about Twitter. We all found each other.
Yeah, I mean, the community is great. And sadly, in this day and age, it's growing more than ever. In these uncertain times.
These trying times.
Yes. And uncertain times, times of uncertainty, unparalleled. I mean, the amount of un-words right now being used are just incredible.
They're everywhere.
They're unbelievable.
I was going to ask what you're drinking tonight, too.
Tonight, I've had to slum it a little bit, doing a little bit of Bold Rock Hard Cider tonight. Only because the social distancing line at the gas station on the way home went out into the parking lot and I said, fuck that. I'm not waiting 30 minutes for a checkout at a 7-Eleven for Corona. So I raided Mrs. Ranty's stash.
I was going to get a sixer for this podcast, but then I got lazy and I didn't. So next time.
I was waiting for you to say, and then I realized we were going to talk about my job, so I got a case.
I would like to do that, though, sometime. Just get rip-roaring drunk on a podcast. That'd be fun.
Well, I think you know where to go. But
yeah.
And so speaking of podcasts, you've now entered this arena.
It's live.
It is.
And you know, I was going to decide on this show. Should it be Dear Customer, the podcast, or the Dear Customer podcast?
I think Dear Customer, the podcast, only because then you can use a semicolon.
There you go.
I mean, I think that's, I don't know, it classes it up a little bit. How many podcasts do you listen to that have a semicolon in them right now?
I don't think any.
Yeah, exactly.
So there we go. All right. Yeah.
See? And I had to change my Twitter handle, so I don't even have underscores anymore.
And we're solving problems on this podcast.
I'm telling you. I'd still like to find out who actually has the retail rant and hasn't tweeted since 2011, fucker.
There's somebody who has at Dear Customer, too, and it's the same thing.
Oh, and they just haven't done anything with it?
No, yeah. And a couple of people had DM'd me, like, you should try to get that one. If you contact Twitter, they'll give it to you. But, I was already... It's already at Sean William Brown, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, and quite frankly, we're putting up with enough shit right now. That's just extra work, and no. No. It's Dear Customer, the podcast. You can find it on Anchor FM or Anchor.fm. a lot of fun, and I'll tell you from experience, hey, if you put a gem out there into the Twitterverse and you use that hashtag Dear Customer, you may very well show up on a podcast.
I like to screenshot the best, the tweets that make me laugh the most. I always screenshot and I'm going to share on the show.
And I, let me guess, you're doing that screenshotting in the back room next to a bag of Starburst. Am I correct?
How did you know that? That's the sponsor we need, is Starburst.
Yes. Starburst and Corona. A little something to get you through the day and a little something to help you forget it.
It's easier to eat Starburst with a mask on, too, if you're just moseying through the store. No one knows.
And you know, I've found that if you have... you know, access to someone who's a little crafty or can sew a little bit, and there's my Verizon box making its appearance weekly on any of my shows.
Yeah.
If you get them to make a mask with just enough material that if you move your mouth slightly, the mask itself doesn't move, you can say all, you can just mouth anything you want to a customer. It's the best thing. I could not tell you how many times just in the last, 48 hours, I've been able to mouth the words, go fuck yourself, or you should have been a blowjob, and stare people dead in the eye, and they just have no clue. Quite frankly, I might just keep wearing a mask after it's all over.
Just for safety.
Yeah. There's
therapeutic for you.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm very concerned about another spike in cases coming. I'm doing my part. Go fuck yourself. I find it to be a fun little game. How many times can I get away with this? Just pretty much anything. So I do want to throw a question at you, and I don't know in your particular line of work if you're doing many returns yet. I know a lot of places suspended them because the virus could live up to 4 years on a piece of cardboard. Yeah, whatever. I unfortunately just started taking returns again at work in the last 2 weeks, and I was curious if you had a best story or a best excuse for a return, which undoubtedly has no receipt. But
so we are. This is a very retail answer. We're not taking returns, but we are taking returns. but we had a great return story. Our store closes at 7 now, which is 3 hours earlier than before the pandemic. And at about 7:05, there's like 50 people outside trying to get in. And just, it still says on the internet, you're open till 10, of course, that whole thing. So we hear the dreaded knock on the window, and we ignore it. It's after 7. Ignore it. Don't look over there. Just keep doing your business. We're closed. Knock, knock, knock. The woman's not going away. I look out there. It's this little old lady with a blue notebook, which we do not sell. And so I like crack open the door and I'm like, we're closed. We're closed for the day. And she's like, I got this and I don't know what to do with it. And I don't want it. And just goes on for 3 minutes about, the state of the world and how she doesn't want this and she doesn't know what to do with it. And then, so finally I'm just like, all right, I have to help her. She's literally never going to leave. She's crazy. And then I look down at the item and I'm like, "That did you buy that here?" She's like, "No." I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? She's like, "Well, what am I supposed to do with it?" I'm like, "You don't want it, but you bought it?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Throw it away. Give it to somebody." I don't know. I'm closing the door. And then I turn around and it's the whole team's right behind me. Just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, yeah, she complained for 5 minutes about something she didn't buy here. She didn't know what to do with. So,
a notebook.
It's been one of my favorites.
Jesus Christ.
It was like a three-ring binder notebook. Looks like she bought it on eBay and someone had written, like, success secrets or something.
By Tony Robbins. Yeah, I had one today, so it's fresh and it's beautiful. Unfortunately, I do. So breaking down a fourth wall real quick, I do have to modify my stories a little bit so that people don't figure out where I work.
Sure.
So this time I'm going to make it sound like I work at Home Depot. Okay. But so had a guy come in, and we'll say he was returning two drills. Only because they were high-priced items, and they're relatively easy to get out the door, especially when they're professional thief. But he comes in, and he sets them on the counter, and he goes, "Yeah, I need to get my money back for these." So, of course, cashier asks for the receipt. "No, it should be in the system." Oh, that old gag. So she tries to look it up in the system. It's not there. He goes, "Well, you know, I can't take those back without a receipt." And here comes the excuse of, "Well, I really need the money back because my grandma died from the COVID-19 and we need the money for her funeral."
Oh, boy.
And I was like, wow, you managed to take a dead grandma, roll a pandemic into it, and then try and guilt us with paying for the funeral? Like, I'm about to just give you $5 out of the register for just like sheer ingenuity. Holy shit. I can only imagine that those excuses are just going to get better as we go along.
They'll all be virus related.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised he didn't throw in that she was down in Florida. I got to get down to Florida too. Grandma in Florida died.
Oh yeah. I heard one from a friend the other day that they had an employee call out because their cousin's fiance had coronavirus. And so we asked, they asked and said, "Well, does this person live with you? Have you been exposed? Like, we need to know." And no, they live in Kansas. Breaking news, I'm not anywhere near fucking Kansas. Like, did they mail you a letter to tell you this and had her lick it twice? Like, what the fuck kind of excuse is that?
Well, we still have employees, new people and old, like, there's nothing to do on the weekend. Like, there's no difference now between the weekend and a weekday.
Oh, yeah.
But they still don't want to fucking work on the weekend. It's like, well, you're not going out. You're not doing anything. There's nothing else to do.
Apparently, you didn't get the memo about the secret bar. Yeah. Yeah, I got to have Saturday afternoon off so I can watch college football. Never mind. I'll come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. The probably the worst thing to come out of this, though, is the fucking curbside.
Yes.
It is such a pain in the ass. And I know for you, it's even more of your business. But
it's very near and dear to my heart. Yes.
like a clot. Jesus.
I had a great one just today. Like, I tweet out every day about curbside, and every day I have new material. So today, I'm the only person doing curbside, so I'm answering the phone, bringing orders out front. Woman calls, says that her name is like Lemmings. Mm-hmm. And then another one calls and says that her name is Walbach. So when I go out there, I'm supposed to look at the order on their phone and get their ID, right? It's super busy. Like, the store is getting ready to close, so people are coming in. And, of course, the one fucking time that I don't look at an ID and an order, something goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
So I open up the door, and a woman's standing there, which is a little weird because it's curbside pickup. You don't need to walk up.
And I'm on the curb.
Is your name Walbach? Yes. Okay, great. I hand her the item. Don't look at her ID. Don't look at her thing, because I just fucking asked her if her name is Walbach.
Pretty straightforward
question.
Next
woman walks up. Yes. Pretty unique name.
Yeah.
Next woman drives up, and I'm like, oh, you must be Lansing or whatever it was. She's like, no, I'm Walbach. I'm like, what? You're Walbach? She's like, yeah. I just did an order. I just called. I just talked to you. So then I'm like, was the first woman, like, scamming me, like, coming up here randomly being like, oh, this is my package, and then running off because she did not seem like the type. The next phone call is that woman, like, you guys gave me the wrong package. You guys screwed up. Like, I asked you if your fucking name was Walbach, and you said fucking yes.
Exactly.
It's just all fucking day with that. All day. People do not know their fucking names.
Nah, and so I had one similar. So I had a customer call and say, all right, I'm here for a curbside pickup. And so I ask, what's the name and what vehicle are you driving? Because, again, my assumption is curbside, you're going to stay in your fucking car. So right. I pull up and pick the phone back up, and I'm like, yeah, I don't see an order for that name. Well, here's the order number and this, and here's my email, and here's my phone number and this and that. I said, ma'am, I don't have any order for that name. I don't even have that order number in my system. And she pauses for a second, and I hear her fiddle fucking with her phone, and she goes, yeah, I got the order right here, and it says to pick it up at blah, 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 address. And I was like, that's not our address. She goes, well, this is the store I ordered it from. No, it's not, because if your dumbass would look up from your phone and look at the numbers in front of you, you would realize you're in the wrong place. Which is then proceeded with, well, you need to come out here and give me a $20 gift card for my inconvenience.
Jeez.
Are you fucking kidding me? And all I could do was, ma'am, you placed the order. I can't do anything about that. And I just hung the phone up. And literally about 10 seconds later, I hear tires screech. And I'm like, yep, sure enough, there goes that blue Chevy Malibu. Yep. Bye. Curbside has just taken customer self-entitlement up another notch.
What's interesting is you and I work for different companies in different parts of the country, and I had that exact same fucking thing today. Or she shows me the email. It's like, right fucking here. And I'm like, that says St. Paul. We're in Minneapolis. Oh.
Well, it's all Minnesota.
But before that, she had never... These people are just so fucking passionate that they have the right order, and it's our fault.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're doing this all day, and I'm not just fucking with you by not being able to find it. Like, help me help you here.
Exactly. But we're asking people to do that. They can't even help themselves. They can't even read a fucking address to realize, oh, I'm in the wrong place. The same way they can't read a sign, yet corporate keeps sending entire boxes full of them going, post these signs everywhere. And I just want to go, you guys realize these motherfuckers don't read at all. But go ahead. Keep dropping those thousands on nice color laminated printed signs. Let me know how it works out in the end.
I would like the retail budget of signs and then just not have them for 1 year and just split that up between the employees. And nothing would really change except the employees would be much happier.
Yeah, employees would be much happier. And, you know, you wouldn't get the, that's false advertising. It says 50% off. Yeah, bitch, read the buy one, get one above it that's in even bigger letters than the 50. or the, you know, well, I thought the sign said, oh, look, honey, absolutely nobody is going to pay you to think. There isn't a company in the world that's going to be like, we need her thought process in here. No, it's just not going to happen. And actually, back to the curbside, the other one that kills me is, for us on a Saturday, it's infinitely busier. And so what people do now is they walk in, they see the line, and they realize, oh, I could just order this and have it curbside. Like they know the one thing they're coming in for. And, you know, granted, it's nice because it keeps them from meandering around the store for an hour and talking about, you know, whatever, the political scene or whether or not the virus is sent from God and all kinds of crazy theories that I'm sure even with limited customers you hear.
But definitely.
They go back out to their car, they order it from their phone, and then they call 2 minutes later. Yeah, this is Johnson, and I'm here to pick up my curbside order. Honey, we're so fucking busy, we haven't even looked to see if you have an online order. Like, it hasn't even processed through our decrepit system yet. And then they get pissy when you come out. Well, you know, I ordered this, and I was here first. Oh, really? Because I saw you walk in and then walk out, and then 2 minutes later you called me. And now you're going to bitch that you had to sit here and wait while, you know, the other people in this world that exist got attended to? Okay. And then we actually have to go out to the car. Even if they come in for curbside, we have been instructed to tell them to go back to their car, which is kind of nice and kind of annoying at the same time. But right. then we go out there, and some of these people are just incredibly paranoid. I mean, even at this point, and, you know, we've been told, don't touch anything. Don't touch the door. Look, I'm going to pop the trunk. Just drop it in the trunk. And I'm like, sweetheart, the thing you ordered is bigger than your fucking car. I can't just drop it in the trunk. Like, I can put it on the roof and tell you good luck. But that, and then, you know, well, where are your gloves? Why aren't you wearing gloves? Look, bitch, I'm not wearing gloves because, A, I don't have to. And B, if you watched the people that I watch all day, gloves aren't going to do shit but actually spread more.
Yeah.
It's, you know, between the phone and the wallet and the cash and coming in and fondling and molesting every item that I have on the shelf, deciding whether or not you're going to buy it. But the whole time, just digging that boogie out. Yeah. Gloves are doing us a real good job. Appreciate it. And then to end that, you know, that whole life cycle of spreading the germs and this and that, blue and purple gloves are now the new tumbleweeds of the parking lot.
They're everywhere.
It's insane.
At our store, they always seem to be precariously hanging on the side of the garbage can that the person couldn't get it into the middle.
But what if the virus is in the trash can?
Somebody has to touch them to move them.
Yeah. It's just so damn ridiculous.
We only allow, it's been changing every week, but roughly like between 30 and 40 people in the store. Mm-hmm. So like you envision dear customer coming in, grabbing their item and leaving. You envision that if you've never worked in a store before.
Oh yeah.
So the most awkward position now is when we're like a bouncer at the door. Like one person comes in, one person can go, and you're at capacity. And so you're standing and the other customer is watching customers buy things and then thinking that they're going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not. They'll stand there looking at their receipt, looking at their phone, wander back in. And they're like, when is someone going to leave? And it's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I'll let you stick your head in and go, hey, if you're done, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because then I didn't say it. I'm not getting in trouble. Because, yeah, the ones that kill me is they check out, And as they're coming out, you know, we just let someone else in, and it just so happens that, oh, hey, Bob, how you doing? And now it's time for a class reunion, you know, yeah. 10 feet away from the door. And I'm like, well, I mean, technically she hasn't left. And
right.
I actually did. I did hear a story at a Lowe's where a church group was told they couldn't congregate, you know, at their place of worship, you know, church or wherever it was. And so they went to the garden department at Lowe's.
Beautiful.
I can't remember. I want to say it was in Indiana. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm like, wow, that's just, you know, hey, let's just sit down by the fire pits and the potted plants. Maybe no one will notice 30 people seated listening to one guy talk. I don't get it.
Speak the word of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. And then our Savior, Chrysanthemum, said, I just don't get these. I don't get these people, especially in this day and age of technology. I mean, you got Skype, you got Zoom, you got whatever, FaceTime. There's so many different ways that you can, you know, connect with people. Like I've talked to my brother, and you know, my nieces and nephews and stuff, sitting in my recliner in my house. It's literally that easy.
Yeah.
But still, we just gotta. Yeah, well, we all have to actually see each other, like, you know, eye to eye and not through a screen.
We're going to Lowe's.
Yep. Praise the Lord and buy some lumber.
Yeah. I'll have the customers are just so stupid, and they're also horrible at being parents. We'll have. So that same kind of bouncer position will have a family of like four people,
mm-hmm.
right? Two parents and two kids. So the same situation that you and I are in. So what a normal person would do is that like the mom or dad would go in first because they all have to go in individually if it's one for one going in and out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kids, then one of the parents last, right?
Yep.
Like every parent you would think would get that. No. So it's like a family of six, parents going first, then like the oldest to youngest kid. So I'm standing outside 4 feet away with like a three-year-old running around. No parent is around. I'm like, kid, get out of the parking lot. Get over here. You're next. He's fucking running around having the time of his life. And parents are all the way into the store.
They got a free babysitter.
Yeah.
The fuck? And the worst part of that, too, is, you know, they show up in a group of four, and it's, you know, they're two college-age kids.
Yeah.
Could have left them at home.
And then they've all got to go through the register line together. Yeah.
And a lot of people are doing that shit to try and beat the limits on certain items.
You know, so yes. Yeah.
They go in, and a lot of places are doing, like, one person, one cart. You know, to try and keep, you know, an entire, you know, Fraggle family from going in all together, looking all disheveled. But, you know, so what do? They, you know, okay, the mom waits at the door and she hands a 20 to the six-year-old and says, all right, you get the toilet paper. And then the next kid gets a, you know, a fiver and, okay, you get the hand sanitizer. And so, you know, next thing you know, you're checking out like six people in a row for the exact same purchase. It's like by the time you get to the third one, you're like, let me guess, this is going to be $17.81. And they're like, wow, you're really good. I'm like, yeah, and your parents are not coy at all.
Game in the system.
Oh, yeah. Had a lady that was standing outside trying to get people to buy more toilet paper for her.
Huh.
And of course I'm standing out there and having to, you know, okay, all right, these two left, you two can go ahead. And she approached this one guy and said, hey, sir, could you, if I give you the money, could you purchase a thing of toilet paper for me? And the guy just looked at her and said, honey, if they got toilet paper, I'm buying that shit for myself. Yeah, it was great. And that's probably my favorite thing is to see customers turn on customers right now.
Sure.
It's granted, it's good anytime, but you know, when it's, you know, when you have to have the line going a certain way and then somebody just jumps up to the front and goes to the first available cashier and you hear somebody from the back of the line scream out, "Hey, bitch, line starts back here. Move your ass." I'm seriously walking up to that guy and go, "Hey, when you go to checkout, just find me. I'll give you 10% off for that." You know? It's like I you know, you always see the guys at Christmas time that dress up in a Target outfit and put on a fake name tag and then berate customers. I kind of want to, if I could, I don't have any fucking time, but if I could, I'd just go into stores and just call people out and just make it like an Olympic sport.
Like, well, whenever I'm out and about, and that it doesn't happen that often, but if anybody ever is rude, I'm always like right in their face, like, "Shut up, they're doing the best they can."
Yep. So what are you doing tomorrow? I'm working late again. Come on over. I'll buy the ticket.
Yeah. We have a rash of people in our parking lot. There's a group of guys and gals who tell other customers that they had bought something, but they could only get, they always bring up toilet paper. They're like, "I was buying toilet paper for grandma or grandpa or whatever. We went to return it because we don't need it. And they gave us a gift card. That's all we can get. They won't give us cash. Mm-hmm. Do you want to buy the gift card?" These idiot fucking customers, of course, buy the gift card. "Oh, $50 for $10. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they come right in the store. And of course, there's no money on it.
Yep.
And then they come up to us. And it's like, "How the fuck are you buying a gift card for somebody in the parking lot?"
Yeah.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly. I had one many years ago, and you know, the guy returned a bunch of stuff, and you know, I walked up front, and the guy's like, I'm like, "Man, what's all this shit?" "Oh, this guy returned it." And I said, "Do you have a receipt?" He said, "Nah, I gave him a store credit." It was like $200. And the guy's out there trying to sell it for $25. And my employee points him out, so I go out, and I'm like, "Hey, man, what's up?" He goes, "Nothing much, man, nothing much. Just hanging out." So I'm like, okay. So at the time I smoked, so I stepped down to the other corner, you know, walk around the side, light up, look, and sure enough, next car that pulls in, he's running right up to the window, and I can hear him. He's, "Hey, man, I got this $200 gift card, man. I'll give it to you for $25 cash." I said, okay. Walked around the corner, said, "Hey, man, I thought you were just hanging out." He's, yeah, no, I'm just hanging out. And the guy in the car is like, "Yeah, man, he's trying to sell me a gift card. What's up with that?" So I just looked at the dude and I was like, "You know, it's funny because I have a business license to do business here and you don't. So, I mean, if I need to call the cops and have them look into your financials," he's like, "Oh, no, that's good." Whew, gone. Usain Bolt right out of the parking lot. Can you say had warrants?
Yeah. He really wanted $25.
$25 for a $200 gift card. Huh. I mean, go halves. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Yeah, really. Desperate indeed. Yeah, another thing I wanted to bring up with you, and I know we've talked about this before, but this whole pandemic thing has really brought two things that I would consider my 2020 platform for president. That first of all, you know, we talked about these signs that these corporate asshats are sending down from atop the ivory tower. I want to institute a law that you cannot get a job in corporate unless you have 2 years experience in a store.
There you go. Common sense right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because right now it's just a bunch of people with sports management degrees and they're doing all the signage.
And have literally maybe never even have been in one of our stores.
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably did for some kind of photo op.
Or they'll go – there's always one store in a company that's close to the home office and, like, wildly overstaffs it. So it's just, like, looks perfect and there's people all over. And that's, like, the only store that they've been in. But that's no real representation of a real store.
Yeah. And yeah, the only time they're really going in there is to be an extra in a commercial. Right. They're just like, why
look
would
nice.
Yeah, why would I shop here? Shit. I've seen the shit that we carry. Why the fuck would I shop here? I'm gonna go across town to that nice place, you know, where I had 3 interviews and didn't get hired because I had no experience.
Well, I tweeted about it, but I had a real conversation with a home office person who said they had to work from home and wouldn't come to the store to help because of the virus. I'm like, we work for the same goddamn company. Come here and fucking help. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, those people are just, oh, I get to work from home? Oh, great. This is awesome. Hey, you know, we're really going to need help in the stores. No, yeah. I think I'm going to go get tested tomorrow. And
Grandma Helen had it in Nebraska. I got it
too. Yeah. Yeah, might have to return that stuff I got last week for, you know, funeral expenses. But yeah, the other one is, and I've modified this a little bit. I said that, you know, like between your junior year and your senior year and then the senior year before you go to college, you had to work a retail or a food service job. I think that should just replace the last class of the day for your last 2 years of high school.
You
have to go work at a retail job, and I know there's going to be limits because they're not 18 and all this and that, but look, you got to put in 12 to 15 hours a week because, A, it's going to teach you everything that you really need to know when you go shopping in a store, you know, how not to be an asshole, why you shouldn't yell at somebody, how they feel when you do yell at them, because you've then indeed been yelled at. Mm-hmm. But then the flip side of it is, at this point now, you have juniors and seniors that actually have their own money and can take a financial responsibility class that teaches them about credit and don't sign up for every credit card when you do go off to college. So it's kind of a twofold thing, which, you know, hence the modification. But it's the people that come in and, well, I'm a supervisor at the post office. You deal with your employees, the people you're with all the time? Okay. All right. Or, you know, the manager from Burger King telling me that I don't know customer service. When the last time I went through the drive-thru, I heard the words motherfucker and the N-word probably about a dozen times. that was a personal favorite. I don't think I've shared that one. Yeah. I'll have to capture that in 140 characters or less.
No, we have more than 140 now, don't we?
I don't know, do we? There's still no edit button.
No.
So I'm just really tired of posting something and then looking at it and going, this one's going to make my point. Oh, shit, I put TH instead of the. Delete. Yeah. Copy.
You do the RR or something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially, you're in the back room or on the shitter, like quickly writing something.
Yeah. That's why sometimes it's better to just save to drafts and then go back.
That's true.
Yeah. Because another thing that we need less drafts of, though, are the signs. The one thing that I would say we really need even less of right now are coupons.
Because, pandemic day coupons.
Oh yeah, I'm just waiting for promo code virus to pop up. You know, use code COVID to save 20%. It's the funny thing is, coupons are being advertised as corporate's solution to social distancing, but we're not making it an online only coupon. It works in the store too. And so, you know, you kind of cover all three of the major food groups of retail, if you will. You got corporate sending coupons to customers. And then in turn, driving more people in the store when we're trying to tell everyone to keep 6 feet apart.
Right.
I just, look, make it a digital only. Look, I'd rather do curbside all day long than deal with these people coming in and meandering and fiddle-fucking about for 2 hours at a time because they're bored. I had to get out of the house. There's nothing to do. Why the fuck are you here?
There's no one to sexually harass at home. I had to get out.
Yeah. And they're not going to, you know, they're not going to desecrate their own bathroom the way they do ours.
Well, it's 2020 and my company has still not figured out the online price and the in-store price.
Oh, really?
So then it gets confusing for curbside because those are technically they bought that online.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're coming to the store and they'll have a rewards card that sometimes can get them another discount, but that doesn't go off the online price. And cars are backing up and I'm just like, I don't know. Call the 1-800 number.
Yeah.
I can't understand them. Call again.
Use Google Translate.
So, yeah.
I am very understanding that the 15% coupon did not work for you, Mr. William Brown Shawns. Please allow me a moment, place brief hold to talk to supervisor. Brief hold.
And we went with the cheapest of the cheap, too. Like, our customer service is awful. You call the 1-800 number.
Oh, really? Is it one for Bangladesh?
There's one, I don't know where it is, but there's one in America, and then there's one kind of, I don't know how you get one or the other. And I don't know which one's worse. The line is fuzzy. You know, there's obviously they're reading a script and trying to kind of sound American. But then the American line, I think it's somewhere in like New Jersey, and they're just fucking assholes.
Oh, God.
They don't give a shit.
Hey, look, it's only a fucking $1.50. Who gives a fuck? All right? Yeah. Why are you fucking calling me, all right?
So.
Could you imagine if they were in a call center too? You know, not just taking these calls at home? Hey, Vinny. Hey, this fucking guy wants a refund for a buck and a quarter. You fucking, this fucking stunner right here. This guy's out of his fucking mind. I mean, yes, I'll be more than happy to help you there, Mr. Jones. Yeah, turnover would be exceedingly high. It's like I can't remember the comedian. I don't know. Might have been Mitch Hedberg, but you know, talked about, you know, hit the lottery, he'd open a store in a mall, and all they'd sell is number two pencils. And you know, customer would come in and go, "Oh, how much for a number two pencil?" And go, "It'd be $1 million." And they go, "That price is outrageous. I'll never pay that much." And he just looks at him, "Well, then get the fuck out of my store, you piece of shit." Because with that much money, you could do it. Oh, it'd be glorious. Again, it's every retail employee's dream to win the lottery, and while you're still waiting for everything to clear and the actual deposit to go into your account, you're just thinking, that day that I check my statement or, you know, my banking app online and see those millions of dollars in there, what do I do as my last hurrah? You know, do I punch a customer? Do I just tell someone to go fuck themselves? Do I get on the PA system and make grotesque, you know, noises? I don't know. I don't know. I don't play the lottery enough to actually think that through, though.
I think I would find the worst. I've just got so many regulars that I hate.
Oh, God,
that just
yes.
Need to, they just need to have a good sound beating.
Yes.
With nobody to stop.
Yep.
Like, they should have had that beating 30 years ago, and they've just never gotten it, and they've needed it.
Yeah. Yeah, they need that fresh, hot cup of coffee that they come strolling in with and go, "Hey, good morning, I'm back." They just need it upended right in their face.
Right.
Oh.
So that's what I would do.
I'd be okay with that. I would probably just get on the PA and just go for all of them. You know, hey, just wanted to say today's my last day. So, Mrs. Jones over there in the corner, you know who you are. You come in at 7 o'clock every night, but somehow don't check out until 9:30. You last minute cunt. And then just roll down the list and just call people out and then just be like, all right, bitches, ranty out. And then call
That'd
my boss.
Be beautiful.
And then call my boss and tell him what I did. And then when he says, oh, I can't believe you did that. You can't do that. And go, yeah, I can. Go fuck yourself. I quit. Click. Two hang-ups. Two hang-ups in one shot. Can't beat that.
Well, I was thinking with the pandemic, like, we only had three things in my store that we really had to have a limit on. But I was like, every day we're like, all right, if a riot breaks out, this is our chance to fucking haul off and nail somebody.
Right.
And I just thought it would be great. You have just like a asshole regular just minding his own business and then a big brouhaha breaking out. And then me just beelining over and knocking the fuck out of that guy. It's like, they questioned me later and be like, I was a big melee. I didn't know what was going on. I thought he was a danger to somebody.
Yeah. I saw him reaching in his pocket. He had bubble gum, sir. I didn't know. People are crazy right now. Oh, God. Yeah. You kind of hope for a fight, too, because it would be the best entertainment.
Definitely.
You know? I mean, so I was in Walmart, which I don't really like to admit. Which, by the way, they say they're limiting customers. They're busier than ever, and I have not been stopped at the door once. I mean, like, the parking lot
is... They don't give a shit.
No, yeah. But they got somebody up there with an iPad, you know, plus one, minus one, plus 48, minus one, plus 200, minus two. But it was Black Friday all over again, except it wasn't big screen TVs for $99 have been sitting outside under a tarp, as you've pointed out. It was a pallet of toilet paper. And said pallet of toilet paper was being pulled out by one store associate and two police officers.
Ooh.
But the best part is, when they pulled it out and it was within eyesight of enough people, the police just backed off and let people have at it. And, I mean, there was pushing, there was shoving, and my dumbass left my phone in the car. Because, of course, as I've said many a times, I would have done the proper thing. I would have turned the phone sideways, gotten the full shot. But, yeah, I mean, old people, young people, men, women, there were children in shopping carts crying. And it's just people shoving each other and trying to grab as many as they could, load it in their cart, and make off to a checkout. Because at least my Walmart, I think there's actually, and no joking, two actual cashiers and one guy that oversees like 60 self-checkouts.
Right, right.
So if you really want to fuck his day up, go buy a beer. Because he's got to cart everybody. Of course, I buy enough beer up there now that, you know, again, I'm not proud of it, but it's close enough. He just walks over and goes, hey, man, what's up? I'm like, yeah, I'm getting drunk tonight. And he goes, all right, cool. And he scans a little barcode and he just walks away. Because if anything, if the virus doesn't kill me, the alcohol will.
Well, go out swinging, that's what I always say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If they tell me that my liver is just going to sabotage the rest of my body, yep, that's going to be one of those, well, how do I go out of here? Yep, feet to asses. That's right. But, Sean, I have to say, having you back on the show and having your own show now is probably the greatest thing to happen in 2022 so far. Now, I don't mean that as a slight, though, because 2020 has kind of sucked so far.
That's true.
But
but I'll take it.
Hey, you are the bright spot right now, my friend, and I love the show.
Thank you.
I was a little bit behind. I know you're only two episodes in. I was just listening to episode two right as we started. But, I mean, dude, already, like, the background music, I was like, wow, I don't even do background music. Holy shit. It's a nice touch.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so.
Well, whatever it is, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because, I mean, your all-around game is probably the best out there. Between the books, the podcast, the Twitter. I mean, come on. Nobody can top that.
Well, thank you.
Because for every one of my tweets that makes you laugh, I'm laughing at every single one of yours, pretty much. You know, oh, this coronavirus is sent by God to wipe out the planet and blah, 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 blah. Your total is 781. Some of my favorite ones. It's like you've perfected a format, and I love it.
I keep waiting to announce my next book. I've got one. It's in the final phases.
Oh.
It'll be a fiction book, and it's six semi-shortish stories inspired by Dear Customer.
Oh.
So they take weird and wild turns. There's one just called The Regular, and you see a day in the life of kind of a regular weirdo. We have one where Target clones all their store managers, but then they ended up cloning it from a manager who they thought was great, but was a serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah, so kind of stuff like that.
So you really could have sold me if they cloned Target Tori, because I'm going to admit, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
That was a fun little thing for like a week and a half when that whole thing was going down.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, I get accosted by customers all the time over prices and stupid shit. I have yet to have anyone pay for a trip to Hawaii for me.
Yeah.
So good on you, Tori.
Yeah. So eventually with that new book, I don't know when.
Well, it can't come soon enough. And you know, maybe tell the publisher to pick up the pace. We need something to get us through this fucking virus.
Everything goes slow in the world. Like the day the virus ends, we'll start selling masks at my store. That's always the way it is.
Yeah. Much like most retailers. Okay, we're finally starting to see a decline nationwide and in these states and those states. And here comes corporate. Everybody wear a mask. Where the fuck was everybody wear a mask when, you know, we were all going to die from it to now it's, hey, we're trying to get back to business as usual, but just make it really hard for you to breathe.
We still have cases and cases of fidget spinners. Remember those? We didn't have any when the kids wanted them, and then the day it ended, we got like 9 million of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, because you know, Bubba with that sports management degree was like, guys, I found a great deal. And you know, the guy that was on the other end of the offensive line at the community college football team said, hey, let's roll with it. God, fidget spinners. Wow. Well, boys and girls, if you are not following this man already, get on the game. It's at S. William Brown 33. I'm not going to fuck it up this time like I have in the past.
That was a great story.
Yeah, I think I left off the 33 on your first appearance, and I was getting messages from people like, who? I think there was an S. William Brown at the time, and they were like, who the fuck is this guy? He's got like 12 followers, and he hasn't tweeted in 6 years. Why the fuck should I follow him?
That's great.
Yeah, I think I since corrected it by actually redubbing your Twitter handle, inserting it in the show, and republishing it. Because, yeah, I fuck things up all the time. But sure. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. And look, Anchor FM, wherever you get your podcasts right now, Dear Customer the Podcast, it's brilliant, it's witty. And, I mean, come on. If you have ever typed hashtag Dear Customer or hashtag Retail Problems or anything else dealing with fuckwits, either behind the counter or in front of it, you need to be on it. You need to be on this man's Twitter handle, and you need to subscribe and actually leave a nice little review for the podcast, which is something I'll be doing tomorrow morning in between, I don't know, class blocks while I'm teaching the kids. This whole out-of-school shit is driving me fucking nuts.
Quadrilaterals and parallelograms, sure, everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, we all graduated high school however many years ago or decades ago for some of us, and we're going, phew, never have to deal with that shit again. And then came a fucking virus.
I just wanted to be my kid like, you're never going to fucking use this. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the murder hornets are going to come around when they're in their 30s, and they're going to go, my dad, that lying piece of shit said I'd never need long division again in my life. What the fuck?
Well, thanks for having me on. This has been awesome. Want to do it again?
Yes, sir. You are always welcome on the Retail Rant Podcast, my friend. And I know it's been a while, but do you remember how we close this thing out?
Yeah, you better believe I do.
Outstanding. Take it away, sir.
Before you go punch dear customer in the face, wear somebody else's name tag.